Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hey, everybody. So glad to be with you again. And I'm very excited to start a conversation on a topic that's probably going to take multiple episodes. So we'll say this is going to be part one of why I left social media and basically the internet altogether for so long, what I've learned, and why I'm back. I've been writing and researching extensively on this topic. So I know that in one episode, I'm probably not going to be able to cover everything that I want to say to you. So we'll just start the conversation here. Any of you who happen to know me or work with me prior to 2014, you can remember that I was very visible. I was actively teaching, leading a lot of workshops, public speaking events, really facilitating a lot of classes, as well as keeping my private practice going. And then a lot of people have said to me, it's like you just fell off the face of the earth. And I kind of did, but with a very good reason and very intentionally and strategically. It started the year 2014 brought multiple life events for me that were playing out in the public eye on social media. And I started feeling like I was experiencing things in a way that wasn't allowing me to have sacred time to process some really big events in my life, such as my father passing, and I also ended a relationship. When I ended the relationship, I was blessed with so much clarity about how I wanted to do things differently, how I wanted to reconfigure and refine a lot of ways I was spending my time and using my energy. At that point, I feel like I'd gotten really good at manifestation. I had worked a lot on the laws of attraction and how to manifest what you wanted. And it's so funny how you can get to a certain level, you can work really hard to achieve a certain level of awareness, and then you get there and realize, oh, okay, now I have more to do. I have more to learn. And that's how I felt when I started being able to manifest a lot of great opportunities in my life. And I had learned how to say yes. I was saying yes, 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 yes. Then it was like, oh, now I have to learn how to refine this and say no. I have to learn how to strategically use my energy and not be overwhelmed with so many great opportunities, which is a wonderful problem to have. However, it brings its own challenges when you're being presented with lots of things and you have to overcome your own fear of missing out on those opportunities and clearly define what's most important. Because I realized, wow, I can do anything. I can accomplish anything I set my mind to, but I can't do everything effectively. And I felt like I had really spread myself thin with an incredibly large social circle, lots of different ways I was helping and serving the world. And I was enjoying every single bit of it. So sometimes we have to say no to things that we don't want to say no to. That was the case for me. I really had to pull my energy in, become way more self-aware and clear on what do I want to be the most effective at in my life, and how am I going to change things in order to create that effectiveness. And at that time, in the end of 2014, I knew deep in my heart what I wanted to be effective at more than anything in this world was my closest relationships and communicating with those around me who are very important to me. And I knew I couldn't be as busy and active in doing a million things that I love to do. I couldn't do all that and be an effective communicator and be present in my closest relationships at the same time. So that was number one. I really wanted to be the best at my inner circle relationships. The second thing I really wanted to focus on and be the best at was my private healing practice, seeing my clients. And really, that was my relationships too. So I focused on those certain relationships only. And I really went off the internet completely for several years, not all 4 years that I've been off social media, but I would say for a good two and a half years, I barely even sent an email. Most communication that I did in that first couple years was face-to-face, heart-to-heart. And if you wanted to see me, you had to come into my little healing room or come to my house, basically. And I needed that time. I needed that much clarity and connection with myself in order to be as effective as I wanted to be. So what was I doing during that time? I was spending a lot of time alone, a lot of time in nature, where I could really observe my own energy field and learn more about myself energetically, which is the best way to learn energy healing, is to pay attention to yourself, to your own body, to how your body responds in different environments around different people, certain stimulation. Those are the best ways to learn if you want to be a really good energy healer, is to pay attention to your own body. And you can only do that when you're clear. So I spent a lot of time alone. I spent a lot of time in nature. I didn't expect to meet someone and fall in love and get married again and also adopt a child. But that is what happened. And just when you least expect it, beautiful blessings can come in your life. So I got this amazing family. I also have two grown stepchildren. And this child that has come in my life is so incredible. And the man that I have married is the kind of relationship I always wanted when I grasped so hard, when I tried so hard to find it, and when I completely quit wanting a relationship and was just really enjoying being by myself. That's when it came, when I did not want it anymore. So that was a big surprise. And that also took a huge amount of time to cultivate these new relationships and learn how to love these people and learn how to communicate with these amazing, beautiful people to the depths that I wanted to. So I had to learn how to say no in a healthy way, with a lot of love, to a lot of great opportunities. And I had to let go of a lot of creative activities that I truly enjoy doing, like teaching workshops live. I let that go for a while so that I could really